Following halacha is taken from our Sefer, The Laws and Customs of Mourning, Volume 2, Chapter 31, Halacha 3. Available for purchase on Amazon.com and on our website. The accustomed dates for visiting the grave of a deceased relative. Shiva Shleishim HaKamas Matseva. During which times during the first year is it auspicious and proper to visit the cemetery, the grave of the loved one who passed away, and are there any restrictions against visiting during other times? So as evident from the Paiskim, it is customary to visit the grave of the deceased on certain dates throughout the first year of mourning and in future years on the day of the yard site. During the first year, some avoid visiting the grave on days other than the dates that we will bring momentarily. After the first year, there are no restrictions as to when one may visit the grave, and one may visit it whenever he desires, so long as it's on a day. It's not on a day that graves are not to be visited, as explained in the Poskim, such as regarding Shabbos, Yantav HaLamayit, etc. Whatever the case, the Poskim write, in the name of the Arizal, so it's written in the Magen Avraham, that one should not go too often to grave sites, and should not visit it unnecessarily. So let us begin with the list of dates that one should visit a loved one during the first year of his passing, or her passing. Number one is the end of Shiva. So we first find mention of this custom in the Tor and Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeh, chapter 344, regarding visiting the grave of a tzaddik, of a chacham, who passed away, visiting it on the seventh day of Shiva. From there, it's later recorded in the Magen Avraham in the name of Arash Levi, that it's a custom to also visit relatives who have passed away on the seventh day of Shiva. And this minhag brought in the Shulchan Aruch is not exclusive to only tzaddikim or chachamim. Nonetheless, interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan records that this minhag of visiting the cemetery on the seventh day of Shiva is no longer practiced today. So bottom line, this matter of whether one should or should not visit the gravesite of the deceased on the seventh day is subject to debate amongst customs. In the event that the seventh day Shiva falls on Shabbos or Rish Chodesh, which are days that we do not visit grave sites, then one is to not go on that day, and rather is to go the day after. If Yantav falls during Shiva and cuts the Shiva, then some say to visit the kever on Isru Chag, meaning wait until the entire holiday is over, while others say to visit it only after 7 days have passed from the burial. Now, may one visit the grave during Shiva prior to the seventh day? So it's implied from the Arizal and Tamei HaMitzvos Parshas Vayechi, and so is likewise the practical directive of Rabbanim, that one is to avoid visiting the gravesite of someone who passed away prior to the end of Shiva. This applies whether to relatives or non-relatives. And of the reasons brought down is because you shouldn't disturb the neshama during this time. Our next date for visitation, the eighth day, which is the day after Shiva. You see, there are various customs involved regarding when to set up the matseva, the tombstone on the grave. Some follow that it should be put up immediately after Shiva, and so is the Chabad custom to put it up on the eighth day, which is the day after the Shiva. Now, while there is no obligation for family members to be present by the establishing of the Matseva ceremony, and indeed in previous times it was actually rare to have family present, nonetheless, practically today it is a common practice for family to visit the grave in honor of the establishing of the Matseva and do the ceremony. Those who follow this custom can choose not to go on the seventh day and go only on the eighth day. The next time up for visiting the grave of a loved one is Shleishim. The source for this is once again in the Mechaber in Yerdei and Shulchan Aruch, based on the Torah of Haigayin regarding visiting the gravesite of a tzaddik and chacham by the 30th day. And from there stems the custom for people to visit the gravesite of a loved one by the day of the Shleishim, even if they are not a tzaddik necessarily. However, others are not accustomed to visit the cemetery at the end of Shleishim, so is recorded in the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achrayim that it is no longer the minhag today to be particular in this. So once again, whether or not one should visit at the end of Shleishim is subject to debate, and each is to follow their custom. And if they don't have a custom, then it's left to their discretion to decide whether they want to or do not want to, or cannot make the effort to do so for whatever reason. Mirtz Hashem, in part 2 of this halacha, we will continue with discussing the other dates after Shleishim, including the end of the 12th month, visiting other times during the year, visiting by a yard site, and prior to a wedding in the family.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.